just a little hymn that I've been trying to introduce to us, number 83. Number 83. Let's sing all four stanzas. 83. Number 83.
Lord,
scripture reading next. So, Don, I'm just going to put you on the spur of the moment here, and we'll just, I know, just jump up here and just read it sight unseen. But all the scriptures this evening are from Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Don, you get the first seven verses. Ephesians chapter 4.
Verses 1 through 7, I'm reading from the King James Version. Again, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Right, number 848. 848.
Hey, you left your room this morning.
Try.
Jesus, he came to love. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, and you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding, and separated from the life of God because of their ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life that you have learned. When you heard about Christ and were taught in Him according with the truth that is in Jesus. The dear loving Heavenly Father, we're just so very grateful that you have gifted people, the evangelists, pastors, teachers, Lord, that have shared the gospel with each and every one of us, because we were all lost. We were all lost in our sins. And Lord, we're so very grateful for Jesus and His willingness to go to the cross on our behalf. And Lord, we recognize that we were once separated from you because of our sins. Again, so very grateful for your mercy, for your love, and for your plan for salvation for each and every one of us. And it is our prayer that we continue to look forward to your kingdom and to continue to look forward to doing your work and your will, Lord. And Lord, we do pray for those that are lost at this time. Some are friends, some are family members, and those that we don't know. It is our prayer that you can continue to use us in any way possible, that they will see that we have salvation to share with them, your Son Jesus. And Lord, again, we are so very blessed to have this opportunity to come here to just to devote ourselves and to worship you. And it's our prayer that you'll continue to bless this congregation in all your churches, Lord, and continue to put your work on our hearts. We're here to serve you and to serve others. And it is an honor and a privilege to be here. Lord, again, continue to be with us this evening as we continue to lift our voices in praise and songs and also our petitions of prayer. We're so very grateful to know who you are. You are listening to us and who we are. And you care for us. And that you will continue to provide a way for us to do your work. Again, we thank you for your Son Jesus and all the blessings we have in him. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name.
I think just one more song. Amazing grace. Number 129.